message to us from Strahd.
I certainly hope not. I mean, he invited us to dinner. This is a terrible behavior for a host.
Indeed. I wonder what other surprises the forest has in store for us as we wander down this road. So we are still heading toward Kresk, right? That's the idea?
We haven't decided yet, but I assume we will.
I mean, you were starting to move down the...
You saw them on the crossroad.
Correct, I was just going to say, yeah.
But that's also where the Wizard of Wines is supposed to be, Arv, is that correct? On the way to Kresk.
Correct.
Yes, all right, then... And since Kresk is where not only people we have to drop off, but I also have business at the Abbey and all that fun stuff, I think we should, yes, unless someone has any other strong desires to go elsewhere.
Home? It's just going to take a while to get all these needles out while we're going. So many.
Yeah, indeed, you do. Look like a little bit like a pine cushion.
Okay.
Pin cushion.
Well, but there are little pine needles, so he is a pine cushion now.
Clever. All right. So you begin again to move down this path. Now, one of the things you notice is that the forest, especially to the north of you, although you can see a little bit of this to the south as well. In fact, you probably can see a little more of this as a consequence. The forest is basically raked up from the pathway. So you can actually see the forest kind of going up the hill on both sides. Leftmost side, the forest is kind of more on your level, but on the southmost side, I should say, on the north.
Real quick, Arv. Since I think that Alex probably gonna be a little distracted by picking out his pine needle. I was gonna take the lead for this one for the next stretch.
Okay.
So I'm just going first, That's all.
Okay. As you are sort of making your way down and around and up, the sort of forest seems to kind of loom around you. Now, it's not that presence that I've mentioned before. You know, you don't get that. But definitely this is not a pleasant... Anyone who's ever spent any time in a forest knows that there's some forests that are really cool and sunny and pleasant and, you know, and then there are this sort of the kind of old growth. Everything feels like tangled and kind of closed in on you and claustrophobic, and that's really what this sort of feels like a little bit to you. Not quite as bad, but yeah, in the same ballpark, sure. Mm-hmm. As you are sort of continuing along the way, you come to an intersection here in which the path splits three ways. It continues up to the northwest, and then there is the path along which you came. And then to the south, there is another path which seems to kind of double back towards the direction you came, but up the hill. So basically, since this is all a hillside that you can see here, you'd be climbing up the hill to go back towards where the other path to the south would lead you. Or you can continue up to the northwest, roughly speaking, where the other... You know where you're, where you were originally headed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no signpost or anything like that, so we don't know which.
There's no signpost here.
Okay.
Except that Django, you're pretty sure though that Kresk is not up a hill. At least not that you know of.
Right. No, I would pretty sure it'd be off. You know, once again off this way. Head off this way.
Okay,
fine.
Out of interest, can we check? Can I check the kind of like the prints around here? If there's markings like caravan markings or footprints, anything?
Sure. Make an investigation check for me.
Anything interesting along that lines?
Damn thing takes an hour. Okay.
A four.
You're like, you have this one moment where you're like, guys, there are tracks right here. And then you realize that they're like tracks of what looks like, as you look up, like Django's boots.
It's Django's
right ahead
boots.
Of you. Yeah, it's basically Django's boots. So Django has been here.
I'm not going to say anything.
Django has passed over this path not seconds before you.
You're right on my heels. We have no way other than sending a little Weller down there to scout, but I don't see why we would take the fork because it's not where we want to go. So, which I will kind of share to people that I do not know where that this branch path goes, but it is not the direction we wish to head. So I do not know why we would explore it unless someone has a pressing reason to do so.
I wonder if the Wizard of Wines is that way, but if it's all the way up that hill, that's a bit of a trek.
How high does that hill look, Arb, just roughly?
That's a good question. I would say that is probably, let me double check it.
Mm-hmm. Like, we obviously can't see the top of it or anything
no,
like
that's
that.
That's what I was curious
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's a decent-sized hill. It's not actually as... it's not as sharp an incline as the hill that leads up to, like, leading out of Barovia. Like, the one that you climbed, basically, when you were on your way up, where you, the old bone grinder and the mill and all that stuff. Like, that was actually probably, those hills around there were probably steeper, especially to the northeast, where you know Strahd's castle is. This one is not like that, from what you can tell.
Hmm. On the other hand, if something is waiting to perhaps ambush us, it might be worth checking out to make sure there's nothing that is going to come at us from behind either. It is up to what you, the rest of you
if
feel.
If you want to go a little bit up and then come back, I mean, I can come with you while everyone else waits here, but...
See, now this is where I wish I had my familiar. I would just send the damn familiar up there and it could look out for us. But no, I cannot do that because we don't have an hour to waste.
We can wait.
Well,
and I can get some more of these needles out and just seem to be everywhere.
It would be quicker to take 10 minutes to walk up there and walk back. Weller, do you wish to join us?
I could do that, yes.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have the rest wait here and we'll just go have a quick scout.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
I like your little red question mark there.
That's funny. Like, yeah.
This is the way it's going to be.
So we're gonna start heading. I mean, because if it is not that long, then it won't. You know, either we'll come up on something or we won't.
Okay. You proceed up that way, and thank you for the host, by the way, Shatter. I appreciate it. I don't entirely know why my host notification is not up yet, but. All right, you proceed down this path.
Pond noises.
it's actually the sound of like insects, perhaps from the woods, as you go along. And as you make your way up, it looks like it's going to be probably a good, if you had to guess, it looks like a good long way. Like, it's not incredibly steep, but it looks like it's going to be probably, you would guess, about an hour to go back this way, because you're doubling back along the path you took, which is fine, you can do that. But just be aware that will be the case. It's not a 10-minute there and back type of thing.
Okay. Like 10 minutes in, then we're actually going to stop and see if... Let's get consensus among the group. Do we actually want to continue going down here is the question. It seems to go on for a while. There's no obvious signs of travel or life along this path, right, Arv?
Other than just the creature, like the sounds to the side of the road, no. You also notice, by the way, that the oppressiveness seems less here. There seems to be less of it. The forest thins out a little bit.
It's more lively for creatures and stuff here.
It's more that the forest thins out. So you don't really see a lot of still forest life like darting across your path or anything. But you can hear some sounds in the to the either side, and the forest is not as thick.
If we're just a little bit late, I don't think they'll mind.
All right.
All right, so you're going to continue?
Yeah. Try to get to this area and see what happens here, I think, however long that takes.
Yeah, until we get some point of interest, maybe.
I will tell you exactly what you see. your own doom. What you see here is...
Nothing so chipper about that.
let us take it easy. Okay. You see something rather extraordinary here, and this is something which, Django, you might actually have heard of before, as I will describe in just a moment. High above the river valley juts a quiet promontory upon which looms a sepulchral mansion, its turrets capped with fairy tale cones, its towers lined with sculpted battlements. A third of the structure has collapsed, as has part of the roof, but the rest appears intact. A dark octagonal tower rises above the surrounding architecture. Out of the fog comes a distant peal of thunder, quickly accompanied by the howling of wolves in the woods below, but the house stands silent, seeming like the fossilized remains of some long-dead thing smote upon the mountainside. Now, this is definitely not Strahd's castle. I want to be clear about that. But now that you're
Strahd
up here...
Strahd would keep it in much better shape.
But now that's very true. Much higher quality standards. But now mm-hmm. that you're actually above here, you can actually see that you're higher than you thought. In fact, if you look down from here, you can actually see... You know, you need to go up, like, up right next to it to see all of it. But you can mm-hmm. actually see that you can look down on the river valley off to the east and the south. And so, as I say, this was like more, this is a lot higher up than you thought. It seemed more gradual. And the place itself that you're looking at here seems to have some kind of, I mentioned that there was kind of a lightness about it. And as you look, Django, you do remember having heard stories about other places that fought against the will of Strahd. And one such place that was considered to be a stronghold in the ancient days that was kind of positioned high up on a hill so that these two, like almost like the towers of, Minas Tirith and Minas Morgul, you know, glowering mm-hmm. at each other across the plains in the Tolkien's world. That it's similar example. These two houses, Strahd's castle and this place, sort of, staring at each other across the valley between them and the forest between them. But it definitely does not look like it's occupied now.
It's not like a heavily fortified, there's no... From
that,
from
you can't tell. You'd need to find... You would only be able to find that if you got closer. A lot of it is collapsed, of course, so...
Yeah.
And I will mention that I've actually heard of this place, although the name of the former ruler escapes me. Of course, you see before you the evidence of what happens when one tries to...
Standard. So this isn't the Wizard of Wines.
I
don't see any grapes or anything. Just assume.
But perhaps if he's a wizard, he just summons the wine.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
It's definitely not a vineyard.
Do we wish to investigate this place?
If nothing else, I'd like to get a look at the valley from this higher vantage point. It will greatly help my map.
It is a good
point. Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be about another half hour, you would guess, to climb the rest of the way.
That's a big freaking mansion,
yeah.
Basically. Wow.
Big
okay.
place.
All right.
Valaki is like three or four, and that's one. So that's pretty big.
Pretty big, although it's not quite to scale, but yes, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, but if we can see it from a half hour's distance away, that's a pretty...
Yeah, part of that is how high it is, though.
True,
because it's sort of like positioned higher than you thought. But yes, I take your point, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, right, so you were coming careful. Up to it?
Just make sure there's no one else around.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right. You move around, and just give me a second whilst I get one of my... famous pictures ready here. So as you sort of pull around, so first of all, indeed, Weller, this gives you opportunity to see quite a bit on your map. Like this is a sort of, there's very little, not very little forest up here. And in fact, I can actually drop out the forest sounds here. So there is that. And let's get this going on.
Let's see.
All right, there we go. Okay. So as you sort of come around, as you sort of climb this hill and you get close, I'm going to pull you to... I'm going to pull you to this map. And before I do that, I'm going to make sure that I do not inadvertently reveal anything. So I'm going to shut off the central map for just a second. All right. And
that's okay. That gives more time for Weller to sit there with his little portable desk and fill in his map.
Scratch the hell out of it. Arv, I burned a hit die to get some points back, but I had a crappy roll, so I only got 4 back.
Okay.
So mark that down. I'm at 46 when you get a chance. You can ask me later. Okay.
All right. Okay. And let me make sure that I position everyone there. Okay. Let's see. All right, so. I think that is what I need to. Yes, okay, good. All right, now I'm going to bring along the players. Who can join me as we travel together to the town of Valaki. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Graphical Groundhog Day.
All right, here we go. And position you right here, and I will show everyone the center map in just a second, so fear not, chat. That's not showing up on that map here.
Is dynamic fog of war on?
Oh yeah, thank you. Yep.
Make sure you turn.
It's always
off.
What it is. Yep. You're
just normal right. Fog of war is what you want.
That's what that's what I did, but I think it always turns on dynamic automatically, without like as a default, which is not what I want. Okay. So now. Although that's still not doing it. Can you?
Rod doesn't want you to show us what it is.
I'll just put a token on.
Yeah. Are do you see anything at the moment?
Nope.
No.
That's odd. How about now? That's weird.
Is. So you went to the page settings, unticked, what was it? I'm trying to remember the settings now. Let's go to my
key. Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm worried about reloading it because.
So you've got fog of war ticked, advanced toggle fog of war disabled, and then dynamic lighting disabled.
Yes, I have Fog of War enabled, Advanced Fog of War is not enabled, Dynamic Lighting is not enabled.
Okay, so you hit okay. Did you reveal areas on the, using the...
Yeah,
Alright, okay. I'm gonna do a...
I mean, refresh. I could try to, refresh.
Bug. Yeah, could be another Roll20 bug.
Man. That's weird. So, yeah, I can try to see if I reload the DM's one. That's going to be. I'm a little nervous about rejoining. It's going to be a problem. What the heck? Let me bring you back for just a second.
Sure.
Let me jump you back over to Barovia for just a moment. All right, let's make sure that we got this right. So, you folks are here. Hold on a second. You are here. Okay, so that's right. Right? You can see that, yes? And that all looks normal?
Yep.
Yes, okay.
Can you reveal an area? Just like a random bit of the corner?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Make sure
Sorry, chat. We're just bear with us as we're figuring this out.
Technical issues.
How's that?
Yeah, that worked. I saw that reveal.
So that works. Okay.
Okay, as long as Weller can see everything, you might as well reveal the whole map.
No. clever girl. All right.
Good try, though.
Okay. Let's go over here.
There it is.
You see it?
Yeah.
Yep. Huzzah!
There we go. Lovely.
Huzzah.
All right, there we go. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, now I'm going to show on stream this picture here of what it is that you see at the front, because there's actually a rather large statue which you can see, and I'm showing it on stream right now, so you can actually see it. And that is the statue that you see in the center of the screen right there.
Handsome.
So, perched atop a 10-foot-wide, 10-foot-high cube of granite is a moss-covered statue of a dragon, its wings tucked close to its body. The statue looks east toward the mansion. And you can't really see many of its features from this distance. You need to get closer to see more about it.
Yep. Well, I'll head up close to it while Weller is just
I thought reading. You'd like that dragon spear.
Where the hell am I? Can you throw me on there too?
Sure.
Smoke disappeared. I was waiting for the technical difficulties to be over. Dragons are good looking. Are you settled?
Okay, hang on a second. Brains.
Yep. Wow, there I am. Okay.
As I get you control.
Come on. That would be nice.
There we go. Oh, and thank you for the... Thank you very much, Dragon Spear. As Dragon Spear has become a... Arva patron,
yay!
Thank you so much for the resub. 21 months, man. Thank you so much, Dragon. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Much love.
Long-term
to all
support
the
is always appreciated.
Indeed.
Everyone who supports is appreciated.
Okay. Oh, you know what kind that is, yeah. Okay. So there is that. Now everyone has control. So as you get close to this thing. You can actually see that it quite clearly is a silver dragon of noble bearing, all of you can see. Its spiny frill is kind of cracked and broken in many places. The statue is 10 feet tall, actually, but on top of the granite block, like, it looks that much more sort of imposing and impressive. And again, it is focused towards the front of this mansion.
Weller, are you standing on it?
Did Weller climb it?
Well, it's kind
of climbing all over, checking to see if it's anatomically correct. No, he's not doing it.
I mean, look, you know.
Hey, you do you. It's, you know, what happens at the Ruined Manor stays at the Ruined Manor. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so, all right, that's... Does this jar anything? I mean, that's kind of an odd or rare, I would think, symbol in anywhere. For all
yeah,
this.
Go ahead and make a, let me see.
Maybe I mean, do we have...
take a look and see
kinda,
about
that. Kind of thinking that myself. It's not really... Oh, history. There is a history roll.
Yeah, I'm thinking about history. Yeah. I think I'm going to have you do that. Make a history check for me, please.
All right. History. He hopes. History is 15.
You do remember some story about an order that was dedicated to the elimination of Strahd. That had something to do with silver dragons, like the Order of the Silver Dragon or the Order of the Dragon or something. But it's so long ago that it's long since lost to antiquity in any detail. I mean, like, just... But there was... You think you remember something about a dragon and some sort of challenge.
I would assume a silver dragon would be helpful to take out Strahd. Yeah, that'd be great. If there's only
well, you're
around.
Not sure that it was an actual dragon or if it was just the sort of an order that believed in the dragon.
Concept.
Like, yeah. Right.
All right. I impart this information, but the details are sketchy. It has been lost over the centuries. And this is stone. This is a stone statue.
Stone.
There's no names or text on the stone statue at all?
You do not see any markings other than just the sort of like, you know, weathering of time. But you don't see any markings on the statue, no.
All right. And that was my next question. Like, the weathering of time, is it, the level of craftsmanship on the statue before and now, is it like half melted, you know, a century's gone by, we think, or maybe 100 years? It's hard to tell.
I would say that it is probably somewhat hard to tell. It's definitely some of it has obviously fallen into disrepair, but the parts that remain, as you can actually see even from the picture, are fairly well preserved, actually. I mean, so you don't know whether that suggests that it's ancient, or rather, sorry, not as ancient, or if it suggests simply that there is something that preserved you know, whether it be magic, faith, something which preserved this thing beyond its age.
And there's the, it's all stone. There's nothing like, there's no gem inset its chest or its eyes or rubies or anything. Just, it's just all stone.
Just stone.
Okay.
Weller's going to cast Mage Hand.
Okay.
Little Weller's going to get into said Mage Hand. And Weller's going to pass it all up and around all the thing while Little Weller casts Detect Magic.
Nice.
I love that image.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I raised myself up.
This is unquestionably radiating an aura, a faint aura, but an aura nonetheless, of some kind of evocation magic around the this thing.
What?
It radiates delicious magic.
Yes. Delicious, tasty magic.
Well, we can't understand what you're saying with food in your mouth.
I was too busy having more wood triscuits.
Yes. We managed to dilute most of the acid from the pine needle creatures, and I was just tasting one to see if it was as tangy as I suspected it was. And indeed it is.
It's like wasabi.
Any mustard, that's a little odd. Anyway, because this is radiating a faint aura.
You said evocation?
Yes.
Boom! Evocation magic.
Wow, I don't know what that was. That wasn't me. Yes, evocation magic.
It might have been me.
Okay.
So you think it could hurt us or something, or?
Well, that's a very good question. I suspect anything could hurt you. In the proper circumstances, really. I mean, a cloud could probably hurt you. Lightning and all.
Django shakes his head.
But that's not really the cloud hurting you. I thought that's lightning hurting you.
Well, where do you think the lightning comes from?
You have a point.
Guess so.
Anyway. Evocation.
Do you want to check it for any kind of markers? Perhaps it's like it's got a switch that turns it on?
That's what he's doing.
Oh. I just thought he was weird being floating over there. I just can't see why he's floating. Just figured it's some kind of cool magic that you've got.
Yeah, it's power of the mind. It's called telekinesis.
Wait, can you make me float?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. You wouldn't like it very much, though.
I've never floated it before. I just wanted to see what it was like, but perhaps you can do that another time.
Another time, perhaps, but no, it would injure you. It's all right.
So he hasn't found any kind of, like, it's not a trap or anything?
Not that I can see, or he can see, or we can see.
Is the front door closed, I assume?
Yes.
Giant front door.
I can't see it from here. You're going to have to check.
The front door is closed. You have to get a little bit closer to kind of see more, but
see? Yeah. I told you.
I'll go have a quick look at the door. Just if it yell at me if anything happens, well, because if it does something and it's facing the direction of the door, I have a feeling it might just do something.
Okay.
Just let me know.
I'll let you know if anything happens.
Okay, so
but don't do it with something with food in your mouth, because then I can't hear you. All you just do is and that doesn't mean anything.
Go ahead and move your token towards the thing. So Alec, these flagstone steps, flanked by stone railings, climb to a landing in front of a pair of tall wooden doors with rusted iron bands and knockers that are shaped like small dragons. And carved into the lintel, actually, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, whether it's lintel or lintel, above lintel. The entrance, is it lintel? Above the entrance is the word Argyn Vostholt. So this is A-R-G-Y-N.
A-R-G-Y-N, yep.
V-O-S-T.
V-O-S-T?
Yep, H-O-L-T. And as you climb the steps, Alec, Weller, above you, you hear this kind of, and you see that the dragon statue opens its mouth and exhales this 60-foot cone of harmless, cold air. You feel sort of chilled by it, and actually, Django, you were hit by this as well. You feel chilled by it, and then the mouth closes again. And it's sort of cold, but it doesn't really hurt you. And you wonder if at one time this might indeed have been a far more powerful trap. If that had been, let's say, a magical spell known as Cone of Cold, that would have kind of sucked right then. But instead, you were simply just sort of chilled by this.
Mildly chilled.
Yeah.
It'd be lovely if we're like covered in snow or something.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Pity if Braxos would have loved that.
True.
You could have warned us that was happening.
Yes, I could have. However, the DM wouldn't stop talking long enough for me to go.
I beg your pardon. It happened actually very quickly. But again, the mouth closes, and Django, when you stand on the steps, the mouth does not open again.
I figured they're all dead. Okay. I will come up to the side of Wallach, brush a little frost flakes off my coat.
Good thing that wasn't something worse. Gonna knock on the door. You ready?
Of course. Fully expecting no one wants you to answer.
Weller and Little Weller come up and look at the...
I believe that's an anagram for dragon mustache.
You quickly determine it is not at all an anagram for dragon mustache.
Perhaps not, actually. Y and mustache, or in dragon's eye.
Also, what's up, Flat Hat? Okay, so when you knock on the door, you hear this resonant boom, boom, like on the inside of it. I mean, obviously you're knocking on wood, but there's on the other side, you can hear it sort of echoes through some obviously large chamber on the other side of the door.
Hello? Anyone home?
There is no response.
Kind of tempted to go in. But do we want to head back, or?
It's highly unlikely that anyone still lives here. Let us go inside for a few minutes and at least take a look around.
This could be a good rest stop if we need it. It's pretty safe, but...
That's a big if, my friend. And so again, why should we look around?
What's up, Stevie Dancer? Go for the toe.
Should we go around the outside, maybe?
I reach over and try the door, Arv.
What's up, Shadowner? When in Barovia. The door is unlocked, and as you push on it, the doors open.
I walk inside.
Okay. And reveal the following. This room feels like a king's tomb, is the way to describe it. And I will say more about that tomb just as soon as I reveal more of your own.
You lucky death. People.
Always a pleasure, Steve. So, let me bring you over to here. Quick note again about how much I love the maps in these ones. Really, really well done. I just wanted to say.
You know what we'd love more is if North actually pointed freaking North on our...
What's North for reference? Because I can put a little thing down for it.
That is a good, let me just double check, make sure that and see whether North is North.
It's off to the left and down.
Yes, North is North. You'll be happy to know.
Woohoo!
Stunning.
I'll still do it anyway. It is
like reading the winning the lottery.
It's one of those weird things. It's like why it was that one thing only that they were like wanted to be a special snowflake map. I don't understand like why. It was strange. Anyway. Okay, so a grand staircase, as you can see on the far end of this room, leads up to stone balconies that are held aloft by stone pillars and arches. A tall, faded tapestry depicting a nobleman in silver armor hangs from an iron rod above the staircase landing, and that's right back here. You can see sort of the distance from you. Six sets of double doors lead from this foyer. Along the walls, displayed on marble pedestals, are three alabaster busts of handsome men. A fourth bust and its pedestal have been knocked over. You can actually see that over here. And their shattered remains lie strewn across the mosaic floor. Two chandeliers of wrought iron hang from the ceiling like monstrous black spiders.
I kind of glance over at Alec and say, shitty place. And this, I'm sorry, this black line, this is a curtain? The line at the back?
It is actually a tapestry.
Tapestry?
That has a nobleman in silver armor.
You're welcome. A nobleman in armor, I'm sorry, yes. I will advance to, because I'm curious about the tapestry. And apparently I'm going to say that all the time.
Okay.
I'll stop here at the base of the stairs just to get a better look at it.
Okay.
The man is dense.
Just be careful for more traps before you go anywhere.
As you pass over, all of you, so basically as you just sort of pass to these stairs, so when you got here, right? There is, all of you see a great shadow with wings moves across the walls and disappears, and you hear a soft, bestial in the darkness.
Okay, that was impressive.
Pull out the weapon, pull out the sword and shield, and just... You all saw that, right?
Yeah, and all of you did see it. It's hard to miss.
I was just going to say that, it's just hard to miss.
Hello?
This is in Sylvan.
Hello? Is anyone here?
No response in Sylvan or any other language.
Alec, perhaps you wish to do your evil sensing ability just to be safe. I mean, I do not think you will come up with anything, but it may not be a bad idea. So I'm sorry, you said...
Why not?
Oh, there's the doors. Okay, and the one... So the dotted line means what again?
That's Mark? The balcony. So there's these two... These stairs lead up to the balcony.
Second floor.
Yep.
Gotcha, thank you. Sorry, and the doors are on the upper level or lower level?
They're on the upper level. You can actually see balconies, doors from here, here. And it looks like that there's actually one of the sets of doors here is open. You can from your vantage point. Also, I should mention, by the way, that... inside,
you all die.
Also, I forgot to mention
that's a foregone conclusion.
That inside, there's light sort of shining from the outside into this room, but otherwise, there's no torches lit or bright on the walls or anything like that. So you will need either the sight that Django possesses, or you would need special either dark vision or something like that to be able to see. So it's not lit otherwise.
That is right. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate the nod.
Right, so I'll do Divine Sense.
Okay.
Any undead in the immediate vicinity, or celestial, or fiend?
Well, Jiggles would be a little odd, but
it's consecrated.
I'm sorry, what? Say the last part again?
Or anything that's consecrated or desecrated.
What's the range on that again?
It's 60 feet. So basically the whole room, I assume these are 5 feet squares or
these
10
are
feet?
10 foot squares. This place is big.
So I'll like go in the middle and just do it. So I have like a general.
Okay. Paladin vision activate.
Exactly.
Beep.
There is not, you do not detect any undead or anything like that here, or consecrated or desecrated ground, but you feel personally, Alec, as if this is a place of some reverence might be the way to describe it. It's sort of what comes from growing up around these sorts of things. It's not clearly itself.
So it feels like
a church.
The same
feeling
you get at like a church,
yes.
but not like a holy version of it.
Exactly.
It's like a, so it's not a holy version
exactly.
of it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And by the way, before you guys continue with this, it is my pleasure to welcome everybody, just resetting here, to day 18 of D&D with Infinity and Beyond, Curse of Strahd. We have called this Wine and Song. And right now, the crew of Weller Pale and Alec Gedzar and Django Lucky, played by Trent Ainsparks, Sod, and John Helvers, respectively, are in the process of working through. We are down a couple of people today, and Cairo and Rob and Maggie will all be back with us in April, but this session here is the second one of the month, and so I am streaming this live from the road with the power of Arbox 2.0, which is doing a great job. However, you will notice that there is some buffering happening on occasion because I am using hotel Wi-Fi, and that is a thing that happens. So, but welcome, and if you like what you see in here, please support the stream in the many ways mentioned previously, and thank you. Okay, So, yes, so you are now standing up looking at this tapestry. Django, the tapestry, once you're up close, it looks like it's still obviously intact, although, as I said, it's faded. And it is this nobleman in silver armor that is very sort of, it's torn in several places. It's, as I said, it's together but faded, and there are a couple of tears towards the top near where the sort of tapestry is held by the iron rod. But otherwise, it just looks like a very noble-looking sort of figure, kind of looking off and actually looking in the direction of where the dragon was looking towards it. In fact, based on how high up the stairs are, these are 10 feet up, and I mentioned that the dragon is on top of a 10-foot spot. The tapestry is almost on a level, like an eye level, with the dragon outside.
Well... okay, so the stairs are probably 5 feet, and then another 5 feet up the stairs.
No,
okay, gotcha.
Stairs are 10, but then remember the tapestry is up above the wall from where it is also.
Right, but I'm talking about the entry stairs. We went up that level.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's true. But the statue, but the dragon statue outside is on top of a 10-foot block, and then okay. You know, is higher than that. So mm-hmm. It looks like it's maybe not exact, but it looks close and possibly
pretty
intentional.
Close. Yeah, because I look back out through the open door, like,
yeah, because it is looking towards the dragon.
Yep, and I highly doubt I would recognize this nobleman from anyone.
No.
Anyone. Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
I will look behind the tapestry. You said torn at the top, as in someone tried to pull it down? Or
not clear. This thing is very heavy, it looks like. It may just be from age.
Actually, remember, I actually am a weaver.
True.
So I would like to look at it more closely and see, is it like... age wear, or did someone try to claw it or tear it down or something?
No,
like that?
It does look like age wear more than anything else. Also, it is okay. Seems very, very finely done. I mean, as a weaver, you know, yourself, you can admire the
craftsmanship. I can recognize good quality.
Yeah. Very expensive and would have taken a long time to do. In fact, the technique that is used in this, Django, is a particular kind of interweaving, which is only done under very certain circumstances when they want mm-hmm. something to last. And what that suggests is that this may be older than it might otherwise seem, which combined with the statue outside, again, that may it's sort of hard to get a read on how old this place is, as I said, but it may be older than you think. Based on this tapestry.
Right. Wow.
And taking it with you, this thing is probably a good 100 pounds, you would guess, Steve.
Well, I mean, Allah could carry, but what the hell are we going to do with it?
Like throw it at enemies just to entangle.
Yeah, move it behind to check behind there to make sure there's no, like, secret door or anything.
Well, you see the back wall. I'll have you make an investigation check as far as the secret door is concerned.
Sure.
I was like, well, there's no... don't detect any evil nearby. But this place is giving off a strange, how do I say this?
In common would probably be best.
And nothing seems apparent, Django.
Okay, all right.
It'd be like walking into a church and then kind of being amazed at the power or that's the best way to describe it. Perhaps say that this could have been someone powerful was here, even though they've left. If they're not, if assuming that they're not here, there's like a mark left, and I can kind of feel that.
There's like an aura of presence, a lingering, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Similar to whenever I go into churches, you can feel the presence of the deity that is in that church, or has touched that church.
Yeah. Some more than others, but nevertheless, are those chandeliers you said are candles? So what is chandeliers with what? What are the lights on them?
It looks like these chandeliers, yes, would have held candles at some point, but there's no, you know, long since empty.
They're
now.
They're gone. Right. Oh, look, I'm going to check out these open doors at the top. If you care to join me, this is completely up to you, of course.
There was no doors downstairs, was there?
No. The stairs only lead up to these doors. And again, there are these alabaster alabaster busts on the each of the balconies. Yep. One of them shattered in the south balcony. The two are intact in the north balcony. And that door that you just saw, Django.
Well, you want to join us, or are you happy to check out? I assume there's lots of samples here you want to take.
Oh, absolutely.
You've already grabbed, I can see, three already.
And Little Weller's still floating around.
Yeah, why don't you bring Little Weller, and you can just stay down here and collect.
Because he can't go that far away from me. He could walk with you, but if I'm going to carry him telekinetically, I have to...
All right, well, that's up to you. I'm going to stay with Django just to make sure. And nothing.
Little Weller just kind of plops down on Alec's shoulder.
Okay.
Well, that's easy. So I head up.
Okay. Go ahead and move up the stairs to where you want to go. And Weller, you're moving... Okay, I was going to say. Are you
right
headed...
There and he's Weller, I thought you'd be a little bit heavier than you are, but... not that heavy. Like, Weller's pretty big. I'm just thinking that
Little Weller's like,
I made from mandrake root.
Large Weller, are you doing something down there? I just want to make sure. Were you?
Yes, he is.
Okay, what are you doing?
He is going to reach into his belt and take out his silver dagger.
Okay.
Lay it on the floor and kind of kneel down in front of it in this sort of a reverent fashion and look at the various alabaster busts, including the one that is so sadly shattered. Look behind him at the dragon, look up at the tapestry, and he basically, once again in Sylvan, and he'll repeat it in common just in case, if there is one here who would stand against Strahd, know that we are friend.
Okay. There is no visible response to what you say. There is something interesting about the busts as you look up at them, and you're sort of at a distance because you're, you know, at the floor looking up, but yeah. They look to all have, they all seem to be these busts of what looks like a warrior, but they seem to be, they're different warriors, but they all seem to have similar kinds of armor that they're wearing. There's sort of similar outfits that each one is wearing, basically. And so it's more than just a uniform or an outfit. It almost looks like, the way I would describe it is, there's sort of different versions of the same warrior. Like, it doesn't look exactly like the same face, but it almost looks that the face is similar and the outfits are very similar, but not identical. And otherwise, there's no response, though.
Right, yeah. Well, he'll sit there for a few minutes. Eventually, he'll get up and go to the three busts that are intact and look at them more closely, but ultimately he's going to wind up going to the one that is shattered and kind of try to set it back up and start, not necessarily reassembling it, because mending won't do something that large, but he'll kind of start trying to nudge things back into place.
Okay. Be aware that these are very, very heavy, the pieces of it. So you might be able to kind of push and kind of prod and get them kind of into the same area on the floor, but kind of putting them together is not going to work, but you could at least combine them sort of with a little bit of effort. Yes, you can do that for sure. As you're doing that, Django, what are you doing up on that balcony?
I'm looking through the open door.
Ah. Okay.
Ah, you, he said.
Ah, that's what an absurd idea. Okay. As you look through this door, you see the following.
Blagothkus.
You see Blagothkus. Finally, you see Blagothkus. No.
Yes.
So there is in this room a 20-foot long table with sculpted dragons for legs, which stands in the center of this hall. And let me position that for chat. The chairs that surround the table have backs that are carved to resemble folded dragon wings, and several of the chairs have been overturned or smashed to pieces. Suspended above the table is a crystal chandelier, which is glowing with a soft white light. Standing in windowed alcoves, and you can see them over here to the north and down here to the south, are two life-size statues depicting knights with dragon-winged helms and shields. Rainwater trickles through cracks in the ceiling, flowing down the west wall and adding to a large puddle on the floor, which you can see over to the west here. Five sets of wooden doors lead to this hall. The doors in the northeast corner over here, over here, I beg your pardon, hang open, oh, that's a typo, the northwest corner, hello, the northwest corner that you're looking through, hang open. There is a pair of leaded glass doors, their panes cracked and broken, which stand open between panels of stained glass, which is set into the east wall, and these panels depict silver dragons in flight. Beyond the glass doors lies a dark, misty room that appears to be a chapel.
Go into the chapel. Anyways, I'll step inside, because there's not like any real obvious threat from here, so...
What's up, Rockgod?
Rockgod! So, I'm sorry. Just to clarify, the legs of the table were carved dragons, not yes. dragon legs. Okay. Just
dragons.
Try. Yep. 20 foot long, so it's like main hall, probably kitchen to the north or south, foyer, something like that.
What were the statues again?
The statues are these two life-size statues depicting knights with dragon-winged helms and shields.
Want to try the door to the north before heading to the looks like the chapel.
And presumably Weller's detect magic is like, oh, the chandelier.
Yeah, so we're actually, and Weller, are you now inside the room? I know you were going to eventually go up there, but are
no.
you now inside?
Okay. Little Weller's on.
Oh, Little Weller, that's right, I'm sorry. Yes.
Hitching a ride.
There is, yes, there is definitely magic flowing from the chandelier. Mild, not enormous. Mm-hmm. But yes. But that's it. No magic coming from.
It's enough to see the rear.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. So, hold on. Just to make sure the statue isn't a trap or anything. And I put like wave my hand. And standing next to the statue, just like wave my hand like across it.
Nothing happens.
Just see if anything attacks or anything.
Nothing happens. Somewhere in the mansion, a toilet flushes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
No, I was going to say the garage door opens.
Yeah, right. The garage door opens.
Anyway, the table is bare.
It's a touchless statue. No, nothing. Yeah. Nothing happens. It does not react.
Let me get past you.
Okay.
So I'll move up to the corner here and have a little peek around.
Are you looking into the chapel?
Yeah, just going to the corner of the that's a broken, you said it was a broken door, like it was a glass pane door that was broken.
Correct. And that are sort of both leaning inwards. And from here you can just see sort of like you need to actually look in front. You can just see the little like opening part of the chapel. So you would need to walk in front to see more.
Okay.
Can I
just see if I can hear any footsteps or movement from inside there? Because you said it's a little bit misty, foggy.
Yep. Make a perception check for me, please.
Okay.
I have joined him where I am now.
18.
You do not hear anything.
Don't hear anything. Ready?
Yeah, hold on. I hold up a hand. Looking in front of the doors, Arv, what do I see?
Just sort of standing, looking into the chapel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What you see is this. Cracked wooden pillars support a wooden U-shaped balcony that overhangs this stone-walled chapel. And so you can actually see the balcony is right, like, sort of above here.
Yep.
Narrow archways lead to spiral staircases that curl up to the balcony, and although you can't technically see this, I'll just reveal a little bit of what that probably looks like down here and up there.
Gotcha. Yep.
So they curl up to the balcony, and a door set into the north wall has a wooden beam which is barring it. At the east end of the chapel rests a stone altar flanked by iron candelabras. The altar is carved with a rising sun bas-relief. Tall, arching windows set with panels of stained glass decorate the walls behind the altar. One of the windows, as you can see it to the south here, has been shattered, covering the chapel floor with shards of colored glass and allowing thick fog to enter and fill the room. Through the fog, you see three armored figures kneeling before the altar.
Ah, and this, let's see, 10-foot squares, you said, right? So they're 40 feet away?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, the altar's on the ground floor? Or above?
Yes, the altar's on the ground floor. Yeah, that balcony is suspended basically above, so...
Gotcha. Right, yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. Quiet. Well, actually, it's all quiet with me. What am I talking about? I tell Alec what's in the room, including the three kneeling armored figures you said.
Yep.
Okay, if this is, can I tell if they're alive?
I mean, like, no, because they have their backs to you.
Prayer.
They have their backs to you.
We have
remember last time we were attacked by armored creatures at the mansion, the Death House. So we're gonna be careful. There could be more of them. Maybe it's like a common defensive statue thing for people who have magic.
Are we investigating? If so, I should probably bring Weller up here in case we need his abilities.
Well, we could just tell Weller here and he'll tell Weller.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. I forget. Yes, you might wish
come
to
mind if you can get Weller to come here, Weller?
And way back, you hear,
coming!
Okay.
Maybe next time he could just
tell you. Little Weller. Yes, yeah. Exactly. As his voice echoes throughout the big hall.
Yeah, it actually, fortunately, because of the, you know, it's on a lower level, you hear it, but just sort of very quietly, fortunately. Mm. But, yeah.
Weller was already calling out once before.
Well, yeah, but that was, even so. I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, you were. I know. Ideally, but then this is what it sounded like. Because you're not louder now than then, I don't assume. Like, I'm coming! Right. I assume you're doing the same volume, right?
Volume. I mean, ideally, these people should be on the side of goodness if they're in this hall, theoretically. I mean, they're obviously not here to fix the place. I glance back at the puddle of water that's growing from the leak in the roof.
Which is exactly... Weller kind of stops and looks over at the thing, at the puddle of water, and it's like, come with me. And the water forms into a cube and starts following him.
I love that you actually invited it to come with you. That's hilarious.
That's polite.
Yep. All right. I in your head, I say, we have three figures in the next room. I do not know if they wish us good. Or
yes, I know. I saw them. He can see through Weller.
Can Weller, does Weller have night vision or infrared? Infrared vision? Or
little light? Weller?
Yeah.
Question.
Just go in and say, hey guys, I am your friendly traveler.
Yeah, exactly. Friendly travelers, right, wishing well, bed for the night. Nothing could
remember what happened the last time. So let's just take it slow. I'll go out front. Just let me this time go up and see what they're all about, right?
Are they radiating any kind of magic?
What's the range?
Weller would definitely see that. Another good question.
Isn't it 60 feet for detect?
I think it's 60 for detect magic.
Hang on, I got it.
Might be 30. If it's 30, you're gonna have to go inside.
Detect, hold it.
But they're not moving. Yeah,
30 feet.
Yeah, 30 feet. Yes. Well, okay, 30 feet.
It's right at the edge. That closest guy, he could probably...
Yes. Yes, strong magic.
So yes, Weller could see those, and little Weller could see that. And
oh yeah, there
translated
you go.
That back to.
Okay, just curious. Yeah, that's funny. Then I step out of the way and let Alec take the lead if he's so.
Are they just out of interest? Are they like kneeling or just?
They are kneeling.
Yep. Okay. All right, so I'll step in, see what happens.
Okay.
Anyways.
So nothing happens yet. Are you like what are you doing? Are you just sort of like trying to be noticed, trying to see more of what's there?
Well, I'm just first thing I'm going to step out and make sure there's no other creatures around. If this is like some kind of trap or ambush.
Okay, so when you step in there, you do not yet hear or see any, like, you don't see any traps or anything like that. Does not pop up yet, no.
All right, so I'll go, all right, well, if they attack, you need to get behind me, okay?
and little Weller disappears.
Or you could just disappear.
But you still feel the weight of him on your shoulder, but he's invisible.
Nifty. Just be careful. I may move my arms and you'll fall off. So you may want to hold on. And then I step forward again. Another 10 feet.
Coming across to the corner here?
Yep. Yes, that dotted line, above, Steve, is the balcony. It's the balcony above. So literally he just walked underneath the balcony.
Do I see any like weapons? Or yes, anything they sticking all over have, the balcony?
They all, did you say weapons?
Yeah, like both on them and just general, like, is there anyone, if there's someone on top of the balcony that may like have a weapon sticking out by accident or something, if anyone's sneakily hiding up there?
No, you don't make a perception check for me, actually, because you can see the ones on the ground. I'll talk about that, but make a perception check as you look up above.
Yeah. That's a 4. Okay.
Because you're under the balcony.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah, you don't, above you, you don't really notice anything in particular. But all three of them have long swords at their belts.
And we've come in, we haven't addressed them or anything, but they don't seem to have noticed us yet. Is that correct?
Just gonna keep my shield out, and I'll put my sword away, but I'll keep my shield out just in case.
Okay.
At least I can deflect the attacks. So I'm gonna actually walk up closer, another 10 feet.
Okay. And the weight of Weller disappears from your shoulder.
Okay.
No response, no nothing.
No. Do you have any do you have anything going on in terms of like detections of any kind? You don't, right? It's just you walking up to them?
My divine sense only lasts a turn, so that's what I don't have anything at the moment.
Okay. Nothing else.
Little level of detect magic is pretty much constant at this point.
Yes, and as I mentioned, eat strong sort of radiation from all three of the creatures.
All right, so I'll put my hand on one of them and just see what happens.
When you put a hand on the shoulder, it turns around, and it turns around not slowly. It doesn't whip itself around either. It just sort of turns around steadily. And I'm going to show you what you see.
Your own doom! Oh, sorry.
This creature turns around, and you can see that its eyes are burning. And
of course they are.
And let me... There's the thing. There we go.
Damn commercial, come on. Let's see the burning-eyed beast.
And you see this, which I've just actually showed you in Roll 20.
Oh, damn.
Come on. Oh, God, this commercial takes forever.
Okay.
God's sake, I'm going to get the option to skip.
Okay.